Interlude. Theed. Naboo. The red-headed boy with the cleft lip stands there with the other kids. Kids of all shapes and sizes, all ages and alien races. Most of them are younger than him. And the younger the kid, the more attention that kid gets from the wannabes who gather around, looking to adopt. All of them shipped here from various parts of the galaxy. The boy leans over to the tailhead girl next to him, and he says,
"We're never gonna go home with any of these people."
"Shut up, Iggs,"
she says.
"You're being a huge bummer."
He shrugs.
"I know it and you know it, Streaks. They want the kidlings, the young ones. We're too old."
"We're not that old,"
she whispers.
"And besides, we're heroes."
"Heroes?"
He rolls his eyes.
"Come on, they don't know that. And if they did, they wouldn't see it that way."
"We were the Ankle Biter Brigade from Coco Town. That means something."
"It means two things, zip and squat. People don't even know what we did. You think people care about a bunch of orphans who hid in the sewers and messed with the Bucketheads and other Imperials? I don't know if you noticed, but we aren't on Coruscant anymore. And even if we were, so what?"
They got scooped up and brought here. Taken out of harm's way, so they were told. But Iggs and Streaks, they were the harm's way. They and the other orphans were doing rebel work, striking from the shadows, hiding in alleyways and shipping containers. They brought down a whole Imperial frigate, one resupplying the Empire's front lines.
"They care. We did more than that. We passed messages, told them about troop movements. We gave them intel, Iggs. How do you think the rebels retook Coco Town? That was us."
He waves her off.
"I know that. You know that. But these people will never know. Or never care."
Her face sinks.
"You think?"
Suddenly he feels bad. He squeezes her arm.
"We always got each other. And the others?"
Now the lady with the green skin and the older woman, the Maven, the one who has been talking to orphans and the wannabe parents about this or that, comes closer. Iggs hears the green lady talking to a pair of well-to-do humans, pink skins and fancy clothes. They're talking about how important it is to try to get the galaxy back to normal. About how a lot of poor kids have been displaced because their parents went to war or were casualties in this conflict or that battle, and it's time to put families front and center again. And mostly Iggs, he just stands there making faces, rolling his eyes, all while Streak stands there, vibrating visibly.
"Maybe they'll come and interview us,"
she says.
"Maybe we'll go home with someone today."
He hears the hope in her voice, like she wants to say, "Maybe we can have parents again."
"They won't come talk to us. We look like dirty urchins."
"They might."
"They won't."
But sure enough, here they come. The Green Lady and the Maven. The adults hunker down, and the Green Lady says to the both of them,
"What are your names?"
They tell her. He's Iggs, she's Streaks. The woman can't quite contain her amusement, a little smirk on her face.
"Laugh it up,"
Iggs thinks. She makes small talk with the kids, just dumb stuff. Their favorite flavor of milkshake, if they hope the grab ball pennant will start up again this year, stuff like that. A small crowd of wannabe parents gather now. Wealthy Naboo types in their finery and fanciness. Iggs only feels more like a stain on a nice tablecloth.
"What happened to your parents?"
the woman asks. Igg freezes. He doesn't want to think about it or even say it. He tries to block out the memories of seeing his two fathers lying there like that. Streaks, though, she jumps right in.
"My parents were rebels. Their transport was attacked just past Tanis. And I'm a rebel, too. Me and Iggs here were part of a crew of kids called the Ankle Biter Brig..."
Ugh, no. He feels out of place. a piece of trash left on a nice shelf. So while they're talking to Streaks, he ducks away behind a tent. He starts looking for ways out of here. Already, he starts forming a plan in his head. Find the sewers. They gotta go somewhere. Work their way back to the center of Theed. Find a spaceport. Catch a ride back to the action. Back to the hot war of Coruscant. Home to Coco Town, where the Ankle Biter Brigade can ride again and help the rebels. There. A grate. That'll do. Doesn't look bolted down. It's all gilded and pretty. Like everything in this city of museums. Iggs ducks back around the side of the tent. He's about to yell to Streaks that it's time to go. Time to bust out of here and forget all this getting adopted nonsense. But he turns around and she's gone. No, not gone. There, a few meters away, talking to a nice-looking couple. A clean pair of pink skins with good hair and shiny teeth. She looks happy. They look happy. Iggs thinks, good for her. Good for her. Then, because nobody's paying attention, he slinks off alone. He finds that drain grate, pops it, and ducks down into the darkness. It's time to go home. It's time to go back to the fight.